Now, Joe Hockey, he's copped a lot of criticism, but he was unfairly pilloried yesterday. He made a simple comment about the fact that we have an ageing population, we've got to deal with the ageing population, and then he made a comment which simply related to the fact, and he was talking to 3AW, our sister station, yesterday. Here's a bit of what Joe Hockey had to say about when he was talking with Neil Mitchell.
You know, there's great news on the horizon for Australia. I mean, the fact that we are living longer is great news. And, you know, it's quite kind of remarkable that somewhere in the world today, it's highly probable that a child has been born that's going to live to 150. Now, you know, it's a long time. But they would have said 100 years ago that living to 80 or 90 was a long time.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's Joe Hockey. And he's just trying to make the point that we are an ageing population and we've got to deal with that. And the truth is, there is a possibility, is there not, that we may have someone being born right now or very soon that'll live to 150.
Well, the current official world record for someone living to old age is 122. It was a woman. There's been unconfirmed reports of people reaching 130 and just slightly over that, but they didn't have birth certificates to back it up.
Now, I remember one of the times I spoke recently with Dr. Karl Kruzelnitsky, the author of The House of Karls. He was suggesting that we may get to a point where people can live indefinitely. Let's talk to him. He's on the line. Dr. Karl, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John, Dr. Gary. Yes, we're talking about the fact that death is a new invention. How about that?
I like that.
Okay, so originally we were single-celled creatures like bacteria, and then about a billion years ago we evolved into multi-celled creatures, and here we are with cells of different types for your liver, your lung, your heart. When you switch over to multi-celled creatures, a process called apoptosis kicks in, A-P-O-P-T-O-S-I-S, which is programmed cell death. So we are programmed to die, whereas, in each of our different cell types, whereas single-celled creatures are not. They get bigger and bigger, split into 2, into 4, into 8, into 16. They are not programmed to die. So we are programmed to switch off, for example, in our skin, the production of collagen and elastin, so the skin ages. What we can do is find that program and switch it off, and I think that's what we're referring to with the genetic side of heading for a longer life expectancy.
What about the quality of life, though, Dr. Karl? 150 years old, are we just going to extend the current model? So when you're 120 or 130, it's the new 140?
Well, when that woman died at 122, she was blind. Mm. I wouldn't like that. I'd prefer to be in good health. And so if you can stop the program from dying, your body could be then stuck at a healthy 18 to 25-year-old age group. This is way down the line. But certainly with a combination of genetic engineering and what we know more about the aging mechanisms, we can get ourselves to a greater life expectancy without going for the full immortality. Well, that's the goal, immortality. 5,000 years with a healthy 18 to 25-year-old body.
How far away are we from sort of realising that?
Depends on a lot of stuff. There's a lot of problems in the way. For example, we're close to the $1,000 DNA. So in a couple of years, you'll be able to go to your doctor and get a map of your DNA. What does it mean? We don't know. We still don't know what it means because it's so horrendously complicated. Give us another 10, 20, 30, 50 years, we don't know. He's right. We are heading for a much longer life.
If you live to 5,000 with an 18 to 25-year-old body and can live for 5,000, isn't the place going to get full?
Ah, well, we will become a space-going race, but that's a different thing again. But Joe Hockey's point was about getting more expensive. The USA has privatised medicine. It has the most expensive medicine anywhere in the world, and yet, on the world ranking, it's somewhere between 15 and 20.
That's an awful long time to live, though, 5,000 years.
Oh, I've got a sense of curiosity. I've spent 2 years exploring the Australian outback. I could easily spend 100 years exploring the world and 1,000 years exploring the solar system. And that's just being selfish, being a tourist, as opposed to doing good stuff for other people.
Holiday for a few years.
Throw in another 500 years sitting in Sydney traffic and you'll be right, Dr. Karl.
That's another problem.
As always, very interesting. Thank you, Dr. Karl. What do you make of that?